Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
I understand the logic of, well, you've seen this team six times in the last 2 weeks. If you see them again early next week, mid next week, I understand the you've seen each other a lot. You know each other a lot. I just continue to come back to, even with Skubal, that's, I think, the most susceptible team going into the playoffs. Boston has a much better offense than yourself or Detroit. Houston, that is a team with a playoff pedigree that's had a lot of success. And even though there's a lot of changing parts there, no Yordan Alvarez, I still don't necessarily want to see them. I give me Detroit over everyone, and we'll work around the Skubal stuff.
I'm with you. I'm not afraid of Detroit. I'm not really afraid of Skubal, if I'm being totally honest with you. Here's
like,
the reality.
I respect him, but I'm just not.
And I think he's one of the better pitchers in all of baseball. But the last two times that we've seen him, I felt very confident in our ability to beat him. Mind you, we are the only team that's going to the playoffs with a negative run differential here. So that goes to show.
They got three games to get ahead of that, by the way. So, they'd be plus one by Sunday evening.
So it goes to show that right now, I'm riding real high on what I believe that this team can do, even against Skubal. And then hypothetically, right, when you look at the situation that the Tigers find themselves in, he very well might likely have to pitch on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
That's a strong possibility. So if we end up with Detroit, that means we're getting Skubal on what, 3 days rest?
Mm-hmm.
I like our chances with our momentum going against Skubal with 3 days rest. Now, here's the funny thing about it. We just lost a bullpen game to the Detroit Tigers yesterday. But if we can get past Skubal and get to that bullpen, I think we'll be okay.
So I will say this. Like, Skubal still very, very good. I don't think Skubal's healthy. I think he has been pitching through something since his start before that first start against the Guardians 2 weeks ago. I don't think he's 100%. And I think you saw that this week, pitching on short rest. He walked more than he normally does. I think the Guardians weren't patient enough at the right points, which kind of allowed him to get out of a couple situations. He's still really good. But you brought up something as well. If he pitches on Sunday and he has to turn around, he'll be pitching on short rest, and he is much more gettable on short rest when you factor all this in. But the Guardians do have a kind of a decision to make on their own front, because you win tonight, you're good. You win tonight, you're sitting pretty, and then, you know, you're just waiting for, I think, one more loss and you'll be fine. But if you lose tonight, as you try and set up the rotation, Cantillo could be bumped into tomorrow for Logan Allen. You could also be on the spot where you got to put Gavin Williams on the bump if you need the win on Sunday. And that's something that Paul Hoynes talked about on the midday show earlier today.
If they need it, they'll go with their best starters, you know, I would think. You know, they haven't named a starter. At least I haven't seen a starter for Saturday and Sunday, either as Texas. You know, I would think that's the problem, you know, of being tied right now instead of having this thing under control. You know, you've got to go with your best guys to get in one way or the other. You can't wait now. I don't think they bring anybody back on short rest, but they certainly have to go with their best guys.
So if you're in a spot where you need that win heading into Sunday or even heading into tomorrow and you're trying to plot out this, I'm curious where you sit on, do you go Gavin Williams on Sunday to give yourself the best chance to win on Sunday, or do you take what I think some people have classified as a risk so that you can have Gavin Williams for game one of a wild card series?
I think I would go Gavin Williams on Sunday if I find myself in a must-win situation, because that's the best option available to you to make sure that you secure a playoff spot. It's funny, I just went and checked on ESPN.com right now, and from this morning to now, they have erased the pitching matchups for Saturday and Sunday. It was Logan Allen versus Kelly on Saturday. Sunday was supposed to be Cantillo versus Corbin. And so now those are open matchups across the board. So the Guardians, to your point, they can find themselves in a situation to where it is Gavin Williams, and I'm cool with that. But with that being said, Logan Allen really showed me something last game out. And it was almost like everybody was talking about Tanner and Gavin and even Slade and how
and Cantillo.
And Cantillo, of how these guys have basically just, you know, flourished since we went to the 6-man rotation. And it's almost like Logan Allen took the bump and said, watch this. I can show you I can do it too.
I'll tell you right now, risk it. The benefit of having Gavin Williams on the bump on 7 days rest, maybe throwing a bullpen sometime this weekend, and Gavin going in game one, knowing that if you play Detroit, he's not going against Scooble, so you have a definitive pitching matchup. I think you gotta, because I don't think it's that much of a risk. I think whether it's Cantillo, no matter how you do it from here, I trust these guys. And I just think, like, I think you have to set this up the right way. I would already made the decision today. I would go to Logan, I would go to Joey, and I would say, you know what, guys, it doesn't matter if we win tonight. You, Logan, you're going Saturday, and Joey, you're going Sunday. And I would trust them. They've been able to trust them. They're a big reason why you've gotten to where you are. I think it could be a confidence builder even more than the stretch run has been for them. And I just think, like, I understand the idea that Gavin gives you the best chance to win on Sunday. But Gavin Williams, with the way he's pitching right now, is an equalizer in a 3-game set. So even if Scooble is able to go in game two of a 3-game set against Detroit, I'm going to come back on the idea of you take game one and then you're in a power position for a 3-game series. I really do think that if you set, because I worry that if you're not getting Gavin back till game two or game three, even though I know people see a difference between Tanner Bibee and Gavin Williams, or maybe don't see a difference, there is. Gavin has ace stuff and has pitched like an ace. Tanner's had some luck recently. Still a very good pitcher. I don't know that's who I want starting game one of a hugely important 3-game set. I ride with it. Don't put Gavin out there on Sunday. And it's a risk. Deal with it.
I don't know, man. I kind of feel like ever since Tanner Bibee went to the dugout fussing and going off, he done turned this game up to a whole other level. So
he just needs to be yelled at occasionally.
Or do some yelling.
Yeah. That's as hot as I've seen Vogt with players. I know we have seen him heated occasionally, but most of the time that is as close as I've seen Steven Vogt to what Terry Francona did with Trevor Bauer when Trevor threw the ball into center field. And Terry, we all know what he said. Go read the lips if you don't remember what he said. No, I'm not starting Gavin.
It is so funny because when that moment happened, I told Spencer it reminded me of Wesley Snipes' character Nino Brown from New Jack City. And he was walking there. He was talking to his boy. He said, "What'd you say? Nothing. That's what I thought you said. Nothing. Because that's what I got right now. It's a bunch of nothing."
as a parent, you also have one of these a week with your lovely daughters, as I'm sure I do, where it's like, what was that?
What was that?
I didn't say anything, Dad. Yeah, I'm sure
you
did.
That's what I thought you did. I thought you ain't say nothing.
I think throwing Gavin on Sunday ultimately puts the wild card series it puts you in a disadvantage. And I really do. Like, I think you have to have Gavin throw game one. No offense to Tanner Bibee. I know he fashions himself as the ace. Tanner versus Scooble on potentially game two, if that's the matchup. I need Gavin Williams because I think Gavin Williams has become the ace. He has, and here's the other thing. He has ace stuff.
Yes, he does.
I think Bibee has ace mentality, but I think the stuff is just a touch off that. Gavin is your ace. He's become your ace. He has set the tone. Let him set the tone in game one of the playoffs. I don't. If you need him to beat Texas on Sunday, you probably don't deserve to make the playoffs if that's the margins we're talking about. And I don't think those are the margins, by the way.
It's so funny that you say Gavin is the ace. You remember when he came up 2 years ago? We kind of had projections that, okay, this is our future ace. Last year was what it was, but it feels good as a fan of this team to see him pitching to his potential right now at the most absolute right time of the season. Because me and you both know this, baseball is one of those weird, funny sports to where we sit up here and we moan and groan and complain about payroll all the time. But the reality of the situation is, in this sport, you just need to be carrying momentum and be hot at the right time. Because you can have a $115 million payroll, and it won't mean a damn thing if you're hitting 200, if you can't get nobody out on the mound, and you're playing below 500 baseball at the absolute wrong time of the year.
216-474-0092. I'm curious about what you guys think about this. If you're playing for the division, if you're playing for a playoff spot on Sunday, do you still start Gavin Williams? That decision has to probably be made based off what happens tonight. I don't think anything that can happen tonight should alter your kind of approach here. I think you should be confident in this team. And I think here's one thing we haven't talked about. I honestly think if you go to the team and say, hey guys, we trust Cantillo. We trust Logan. We trust we're going to take the games necessary this weekend. Gavin's going to be starting game one of the wild card series. I think that's a way to set that team and say, yeah, you lost a game last night. We're prepping for the playoffs because we expect you to be there. I don't think that puts pressure on them, but I think that's actually a confidence thing. If I think you're going to be there, so we're putting the ace in game one. We're going to let whatever you think Cantillo is, the fourth starter, the fifth starter, we're going to let him make sure we get that win if that's how it ends up going.
As you made that statement, I kind of flipped my tune a little bit because you're absolutely right. And the only reason that made me flip my tune, he's already instilled a level of confidence in the players in his ball club that they believe that he believes in them. Because the way that Stephen Vogt was talking to the media in the midst of a 10-game losing streak, in the midst of the Guardians being absolutely horrible in June, it was almost like we thought he was crazy or he was just being a robot or a mouthpiece for the front office. But looking at it now, it feels like he really believed what he was saying about his baseball team and the confidence he had in their ability to get the job done. And now here we come in this situation to where we got 3 games left. Division is in play. Wild card is in play. He trusts either one of those young men to go out there, take the ball, and go handle the business if it came down to it.
Now, what I'd love to know, and we'll never get this because this is not that kind of organization. I would love to know, give me like the 3 biggest leaders on that team and run that idea by them and see where they go. Like, give me, Hedges is obviously the number one leader. I'm gonna go ahead and say Hosey's number 2, although I don't know he's that. And then maybe a Kwan or trying to think who else might be one of the big leaders there. And then just, because I don't know it would be unanimous either. I'm just thinking from the standpoint of, hey, Gavin's your ace. Yep, absolutely. Normally I would say, but I mean, this rotation has been so dynamic. It's a risk. That's fine. I don't think it's that big of a risk. 216-474-0092. If you are playing for division on Sunday, do you still start Gavin Williams or do you hold him for game one of the wild card spot coming up potentially on Tuesday? And in Shador Sanders' very own words that upset some people, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. Browns tackle DeJuan Jones underwent successful surgery for a LCL tear in his knee and hamstring avulsion, which was suffered this last week against Green Bay. He is expected to make a full recovery and is expected for the 2026 season. I know we got to get to the Shador stuff, which has gotten a lot of different opinions on this one. What I will say about DeJuan is, I am so frustrated for him because, one, I think they pulled the plug on him at left tackle far too early. You can't say you gave the guy a chance to be your left tackle if you pull him after 2 games, and certainly then say you weren't benching him when you were clearly benching him and blaming it on heat. I thought that was a little gutless from the Browns, But I don't know how you, I don't know how he factors in going forward, because it's now three straight years that he's been in the NFL that he's been hurt.
He can't factor in as far as your starting tackle on either side going forward because of what you just alluded to. Three straight years in the NFL, he's been hurt. Two of those 3 years, I think it's been a knee or a lower leg injury. And so with that being the case, when those injuries start to pile up, you know, we talked a lot last season about, you know, Dwan needs to lose weight. He needs to get in better shape, et cetera. That is a big man. That is a tall man. And here it is, another injury that is going to impact his ability to work out, train, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It is hard, no matter emotionally, if you want to see him, you know, get that fair shot, et cetera. The Browns need to be looking for their left tackle of the future, and they need to figure out what else they're going to do in other areas of their offensive line. If he comes back healthy, I'm not ready to move on. I want to see him compete and earn a job on, no matter what side it is.
I think you bring him back at right tackle because Conklin won't be blocking him anymore, and maybe you just address the left tackle. Because I don't know how, when you bailed on him in game two of going to left tackle, and then you flipped him back to the right side going into game three where he gets hurt, I don't know how he has the confidence to go back on the left side. Now, the NFL has also apparently told the Browns that it should have been a penalty what the Green Bay defender did that ended DeJuan Jones's season. I got to say, with hits like that on offensive linemen, that's not enough for me. Like, if we're talking about a guy that went low and put his helmet into somebody's knee, and why did he go low? Well, DeJuan Jones is 6'8". So you can't plead ignorance. You can't plead my bad. DeJuan had him on the ground, or he was on the ground, and then he extended further. I understand you cannot go back and penalize everything that happens in a game that isn't called.
True.
But when it's a season ender on a guy, it's despicable when the most culpability you get from the NFL is,
it's a my bad.
They should have penalized you. Yeah. That's not enough. Especially because this could be the thing that derails his career that seemed to very much be on track.
This is a young man that was competing at one time to be the future left tackle of the Cleveland Browns. We know that that is a premium position in the NFL, and that is an opportunity to increase your earning, your earnings on a level that is far beyond imaginable for some people. And it's unfortunate.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard.
Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
That the work to get to said goal has just gotten a little harder for him. But I know some people that know DeJuan Jones well. This man is no stranger to hard work. And setbacks like this kind of motivates people like him.
So with that going on, and again, DeJuan Jones, LCL injury, that got repaired in a hamstring boo-boo as well. Should be all go for 2026. This next piece is really interesting because yesterday we're going to talk about Shador playing at Baldwin Wallace or practicing at Baldwin Wallace with the college kids there. And what I thought was just a cool moment. Well, there's the other part of this, which is now in a story I first saw on CBS Sports. Shador has been quoted, and I'm going to read two different quotes. Quote, I know if you see the quarterback play in the league right now, I know I'm capable of doing better than that. I want to address this one first. I don't have like a single problem with him looking across the NFL and going, oh, I'm not intimidated by this. I've seen this level and I still believe I can do it. I thought the people who made something out of this, I thought it was very dirty pool the way that specific quote was treated for Shador.
I think the people who made something out of this are the same people that is finding any reason under the sun to have a problem with Shador Sanders because of whatever reason that they may have. Personally, I don't care if he's my first, second, or third string quarterback of my favorite team. I want my quarterback believing in himself that he can outperform anyone. I want my quarterback believing that when he look at the quarterback play across the league, that you know what? Given the opportunity, I can get out here and do the same thing. Because what bothers me about this, if he was asked the same question and he came back and said, you know what? I'm not ready. I don't think I'm there yet. You know what? Just give me a little bit more time. There probably would have been some people who said, you know what? I don't need my quarterback going out there saying, sounding like he's not sure of himself. Sounding like that if he was called into action right now, he doesn't have the confidence to be able to do it. Self-confidence and self-belief are things that, in my opinion, intimidate only those who don't have it.
Yeah, I think, listen, here's what I think is the devil's advocate on the situation. You're a third-string quarterback, don't talk. That, to me, is my biggest problem with the NFL. My biggest problem is the idea that there's a difference of Shador saying this if he was the starter, or if he was the backup, or if he's the third string. Because I've heard that. Oh, well, if he was Dylan Gabriel, it'd be totally different. No, it wouldn't. Like, he's a human being. He was asked a question, and he answered it. Like, if you don't believe you belong in the NFL, if you don't think you can start, you literally don't belong in the NFL.
And you shouldn't be starting.
Yes. Or you shouldn't be on a roster.
No.
Like, there are dudes who have... And they'll tell you about it. Ryan Leaf was one of these guys. Imposter syndrome. And that tanks their career. Like, this idea that... I do worry. I should say this. I do worry that part of the Browns' process with Shador is, can you humble yourself? Because I think Kevin does not like big personality quarterbacks. I don't think he likes talkative quarterbacks. Like, I think he likes guys like Deshaun, who didn't really say a damn thing when he was here, who followed whatever he's going to say. Even when he kind of threw people under the bus, it was such coach speak that he spoke with that people just didn't pick up on it. Like when the offense was having issues and he was talking about how he'd like the offense to be a little different. Most people didn't realize what Deshaun was saying. And so I think that's what I think Dylan Gabriel very much fits what Kevin Stefanski likes in a quarterback. Okay, who cares? This kid's here. And I just hope something like this, which I still think is incredibly innocuous, I just hope this isn't the thing that holds him back in their eyes because of something that has nothing to do with football with this kid getting on the field.
No, absolutely. And it's funny when you say, you know, I don't think Kev like big personality guys. And it just got me thinking about Shador, Jameis, and one Baker Mayfield compared to guys like, you know, Dylan Gabriel, Joe Flacco, or even Jacoby Brissett. Here's the thing. I like quarterbacks who be their authentic self. I like people who are their most authentic self no matter what. I don't want somebody to fit the narrative of what you believe I should be. You know, I think there's a lot to be said about a young man who's very confident and vocal about what he believes in himself. On one hand, people can say that's not being humble. On the other hand, you can say, well, depending on what you believe in, life and death is in the power of the tongue. Manifestation is in the power of the tongue. Why would I not speak positive over my own ability, over my own whatever? And also, to me, the fact that he's loud about his confidence makes me cheer for him even more.
The funny thing is, I don't think he's loud. I think this is just...
But that's
just
how it's classified, loud.
But I think that's the thing that kind of frustrates me, that this would be considered loud. Like, again, this is... to me, if he said, I know I'm better than anyone in the NFL, all right, that's different. He's saying, I know I'm capable of doing better than what he sees as a quarterback playing the league. I don't think he said it in a loud way. You know, there's a way to say it, which I thought was actually like, nope, I just kind of believe in myself and I'm here and I know that when I get a chance to play, I'm going to play well. Like, that's self-confidence. It's not self-arrogance.
Right.
But this is where I do think the Deion thing plays in. I sometimes feel like all the Sanders family, they use that, well, nobody likes this thing. They use it a little too liberally for me. That being said, I think every time somebody hears this kid say this, they hear it in the voice of Deion. And it's like, guys, I've never heard Deion walk the line of self-confident and self-arrogant. He's always been self-arrogant. Like, this kid has shown you time and time again, no, he's just self-confident. And I think there's a huge difference for that. And I think, this to me is, no, I believe in myself. Yeah. That's different than...
His daddy would be like, see, I'm that deal, baby.
Yes, exactly.
I'm
better than Joe Flacco.
But here's the thing,
Dylan Gabriel. That's what Deion would have said.
But honestly, I was a huge fan of Deion Sanders growing up. So even like knowing that that's how Deion is, I don't think his son is like him.
And I don't think people have made those distinctions between the two.
They are not alike.
They're similar, but they're not the same person.
When it comes to certain things, yes. Right? Everybody has their similarities and the things that they are very different about. Some people might have an issue with Deion being a very talkative or quote unquote loud person. Even as a child, I thought it was cool. There's something about somebody, to me personally, that they feel like they're good enough, they know they're good enough, and they have no problem telling you they're good enough, especially when they can go out there and show you that, hey, not only am I talking it, I can walk it as well. And Deion, to me, he revolutionized how you play the cornerback position. Deion, to me, is, I didn't see Bo Jackson, right? So when we talk about best athletes ever, I've heard so many wonderful stories about the great Bo Jackson, but I actually watched with my own eyes Deion play two different sports and was damn good at both.
But see, that's where the distinction is for me of Deion is loud. He is loud, loud. That's not what Shador is. And even like the other quote that made some kind of headlines here was, I don't think playing or not playing is in my hands. I think based on the situation, if things happen, if things pan out where I play, then I'll be out there and I'm ready to play. I'm ready to play right now. Again, at no point does he assign blame to the organization. Like, I've seen the take out there, oh, he's getting frustrated. It's like, well, it is the first time he's sitting on the bench. I don't sense frustration from this. Again, it goes back to the idea of when my number's called, not my decision, when my number's called, I'll be ready. And I feel like if that was today, I'd be ready. Again, that's not a loud thing. Like, this is just a confident thing. He's being asked a specific question. He is responding in a confident but not arrogant way. And so to see it lead CBS Sports, to see it, I think it was on, First Take? Like, it's been on all these, Get Up. It was on Get Up this morning. And it's like, you're reacting to who you think the person is and not the actual person that we've seen in Cleveland, who's a very socially conscious dude. He's in the community. He's at high schools, right? Who's working out at Baldwin Wallace. If this kid was just about Instagram, I wouldn't watch that kid go from one side of the fence at practice in Berea all the way behind the media tent, all the way to the other side, and sign every piece of thing for 45. I have not seen any other Browns player do that, and they're all insanely generous with their time. He was at least 10% more generous with his time than I've ever seen another quarterback. And so to watch people react to what they think Shador is versus what I feel like we've seen. And by the way, it's not just people outside of here. It's some Browns fans. It's like, guys, I've seen it. It's not fake. He is somehow a confident but humble young man. Your problem might be with Deion. It might be with the noise. It shouldn't be with this kid.
No, it shouldn't be at all, because he's very confident. He's very genuine. He has a huge heart. He loves helping people. He has embraced himself in this community. And, you know, when he did that thing in the Garden Valley housing projects, listen, I'm very familiar with the projects. And he even said it. A lot of people try to advise him not to go in those areas. And when you can put yourself in a situation like that, knowing that these people who are in low income housing, who just lost everything, and what your presence can do to these young kids who might not ever be in this situation again, that speaks volumes to me about who he is as a person. And to your point, I believe it's very authentic. He's not trying to, you know, put on a show for those who are watching from afar. And I just wish that people nationally, and I know this is going to suck to say, but this is just honest, I wish nationally people would shut up. Like, if you haven't been here, if you haven't been to Berea to actually be around this young man, be around the team or see what's going on, man, then chill with the noise. Because us locally in Cleveland have been doing, in my opinion, have been doing all we can to kind of like tame the riffraff, tame the BS and everything else. And yet here y'all come with these national perspectives and it just blows it up all over again.
Shador's comments, do you think they were a bad look? I'm going to go out on a limb and say neither Earl or I have any problem with them. I think I have more of a problem to the reaction to them. And bad food, bad experience, all around bad in 5 minutes, but not the segment. In 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential.
Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
And Jake threw out this question today. We're going to have him walk it through us. We're going to have him walk us through it. It's been a Friday, all right? I just finished telling everybody that I'm on the struggle bus today. I think now you know if you've been listening all show. But he talking about a bad food experience and then just a bad experience in general. What do you have for us, Jake?
Yeah, so last night I was debating on where to go to pick up food because my wife wasn't going to be home, so it was really up to me on what I was going to get. So
Aren't those the best nights?
No, I actually dread them.
Really?
Yeah, because I want to come home and just have her homemade meal and eat right when I get home. I don't want to have to stop and spend the money something for myself.
The only reason why I like it is we live in a house with four women. Every meal is some level of a debate or a discussion. And so when it's just like, all right, I know these three things are off the table if they're involved in decision making. So I actually have it becomes paralysis by overanalysis because I'm like, I could get literally anything and no one can tell me no. Earl, you got to feel this too, right? Two daughters, man.
I got two daughters, but I'm a single dad. I'm not married. I date. I'm not in a relationship. And I live at home by myself.
Have freedom. I think what we heard there is freedom.
You know how you said you live in a house with just four girls? I live in a house and there's four rooms and it's just me.
Yeah.
So, I walk around how I want to. I eat what I want to. If I want to cook last night, I cooked two different meals. I made some shrimp. I always do the shrimp scampi with some rice. And then I like salmon. So I made me some salmon to put off to the side for when I get off work today. Mm. So,
somebody's living the dream.
Yeah, it's fun until it's not.
Yeah, well, I would also say it helps to be single if you look like you instead of looking like me, buddy. All right, so bad experience. Can we get this back on track?
Yeah, so I went to this Mexican restaurant, this carryout place where, you order your food in a line. And I go up there, and I've had some bad experiences here in the past, but it was what I was craving. So I went ahead and went for it, and I'm in the line, and my protein of choice is usually like ground beef or taco meat if they have it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I asked for, but they were out of it on the line. So the worker was a little disgruntled, but walked the 5 or so feet it took to grab another container of the ground beef. And he puts it in the line, or he puts it on the line and tells the workers behind him, hey, fire up more ground beef. This is the last one. And the worker in the back, I can see him clear as day. He's yelling and throwing a fit about having to do that. And I can't even say what he was saying on air. He was throwing out expletives, not just the fact that he had to do more work, but he was like, oh man, who would want that? That is terrible. That's gross. I tried it for the first time 2 days ago and it tastes like, again, an expletive that I can't say on air. And the whole time I'm like, well, thanks. I just put a scoop of that on my burrito that I'm about to eat later.
Also,
and it just threw off the entire experience.
Also, you cooked it, you idiot.
That is true.
If you're, this tastes horribly. And who was the chef?
What time did this said establishment close? And what time did you pull up to said establishment?
I think they closed at 10. I got there after work around 7:30.
Oh, 7:40. So we can't even do that. They were shutting down. Yeah, that's a rough one.
And they were dead inside, too. I went in.
Literally,
I was the first one there in line. And yeah, I just, none of them were friendly, but when you're making those comparisons to the meat that I literally just put on the burrito that I'm going to eat in about 20 minutes, it just made the entire experience terrible. And the food wasn't that great either.
That's where I was going to go is, did the food at least make up for it?
No, not even a little.
Because if you have a bad experience with because listen, I feel like I'm pretty understanding about a bad customer service experience. I worked in a restaurant. I know how, man, if a day starts bad and goes downhill, there's no pulling the nose up on that thing. There's so much you don't control. A lot of it's people's attitudes. I tend to be really forgiving with people who have bad attitudes because I'm like, you just be having a bad day, man. When somebody's like, I've been in this business 12 years, that tells you they're good at it on some level because they keep getting hired. So I do just trust that. It doesn't mean underneath it all, I'm not like, all right, this food better be damn good.
I do not play about bad customer service. And I have that. That is one of those pet peeve trigger type things for me. Because one, the state of this world that we live in now, the amount of money things cost, like just to feed yourself, is ridiculous. But you still got to eat. So if I pull up to your establishment willing to pay whatever said price is for said item, my food better be quality and your attitude better be quality. Because a couple reasons. You picked this job. You are here by choice. Most jobs in this country are at-will employment. They tell you that when you go through the entire situation. And this is me, a former person that worked in fast food. I cannot stand fast food restaurants that's not fast. It bothers me. You know what we used to do? Shout out to my boss, Maxine. 60-second cars. When you come through the drive-thru, ding. You take your order. As soon as you hear that ding, the first thing somebody should do, hi, how can I help you? Or if they can't help you, hi, can you give me a second? I'll be right with you. When I hear that ding and nobody comes on the speaker within 3 seconds, we automatically got a problem. This is starting off all the way bad.
But here's what I'll tell you. Give me a bad experience, but good food over bad food and a good experience. Yes?
Yes.
Like, I'm pretty patient in a lot of the different scenarios. You could be the LeBron James of serving. You could be the LeBron James of customer service. If that food, because getting back to the idea of how much things cost, I paid $150 for my family to go out to dinner, and the food is not good. There's very few more, like, defeating feelings, like, on the damn planet. Because you're like, hey, I never go out to eat, and I just never get to do this. This is just okay.
I like patience. And so to me, when you use the term, this is a fast food restaurant, I shouldn't be in your drive-thru for 10, 15 minutes. I don't care how many cars is there.
You've been spoiled by one chain very specifically.
But I think that for me, no, honestly, I've been spoiled by my own experiences. Because I kid you not, I used to work at Wendy's when I was 16 to like 20. And 60-second cars was a real thing. You got 60 seconds to take their order, get them to the window, get their money, and get them back to where they need to go. If you got fresh hot food and everybody's doing their job, kind of like football, fast food is the ultimate team sport. You need all parts moving in the right direction to have success. Me personally, I cannot stand bad attitudes when I pull up to your establishment because I didn't do anything to you.
Real quick, though, you can choose bad food or bad experience.
Bad experience.
So, meaning, like, that pisses you off more.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jake, which one?
No, I agree with you guys. Like, last night after I ate what was a pretty terrible burrito, I was like, yeah, maybe if I had good service, it would make up for it.
216-474-0092. What's worse, bad food or bad experience? They usually go hand in hand. So yeah. That makes it even more compounding there. We got the lead in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way.
With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.